Learning Sefer Tehillim. This is Shir number 14. We are using the Am Loei's commentary by Rabbi Shmuel Yishalmi. May the learning of Torah be a merit for myself, yourself, for listening to this tape or CD, or for listening to any of our other shiurim online at EnglishTorahTapes.com, and also may it be a schus for the memory of Aaron Fuchs and Shimon and Hinda Manila of blessed memory. We are holding in chapter 27, Pasuk Yud, Pasuk 10. Ki avi v'imi azavuni v'Hashem yasfeni. For though my father and my mother have forsaken me, Hashem has gathered me in. When I matured and my father and my mother had forsaken me, Hashem has gathered me in. He provided for all my needs and for my sustenance. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pasuk 11. Hareini Hashem darkecho necheini bo'irach mishor leman shoreroi. Teach me your way, O Hashem, and lead me in an even path because of them that lie in wait for me, my watchful enemies. When a man desires to overcome his enemies, he will serve Hashem with greater intensity. And so David pleads, teach me your way, O Hashem, and lead me in an even path because of them that lie in wait for me. Whether it be that I have to fight my enemies or that I must flee, lead me in an even path, for my watchful enemies track me with their evil eyes. Thus the scripture says about Shaul, and Shaul eyed David. Pasuk that's found in Shmuel Aleph. He regarded him with hatred. Teach me your way, O Hashem, and lead me in an even path. Similarly, our sages have taught, what is the even way that a man should choose for himself? That which is splendid towards his Maker and splendid towards man. Accordingly, David says here, because of them that lie in wait for me, in the eyes of those who keep looking at me, may my way in life be esteemed. The way to the world to come is full of thorns at the beginning and straight at the end. But the other road is straight at the beginning and full of thorns at the end. So David prayed, teach me your way, O Hashem. Show me the true way, the way to life in the world to come. But lead me in an even path, also in this world, that it should be free of thorns and needles. Why? Because of them that lie in wait for me. That is, my enemies should have no occasion to rejoice by seeing me suffer. Pasuk Yud Beis, Pasuk 12. Al titneini benefesh soroi ki kamu v'edei sheker v'yifeyach hamos. Deliver me not over to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen up against me, and such as breathe out violence. Do not hand me over into the power of my adversaries, for they will show me no mercy. They will readily bear false witness against me, mislead and mistreat me without compunction, and all their talk is about violence. Deliver me not over to the will of my adversaries. Do not hand me over to the whims and passions of my enemies, for their sole aim is to rob me of my time, involve me in wars and in physical toil that will keep me from serving Hashem. They rise as false witnesses against me to accuse me of violence and wickedness. They say that I'm a man of blood and deceit, without any share in the God of Israel, such as breathe violence. There are people who do not actually talk evil against others, but merely exhale some depreciating remark which takes wings and causes violence to the person mentioned. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Pasuk 13. Lulei ha'amanti liroz b'tuv Hashem be'eretz chayim. Were it not that I believed I should see the goodness of Hashem in the land of the living. Were it not that I believed in Hashem, those false witnesses would have already destroyed me. Were it not that I believed I should see the goodness of Hashem in the land of the living, were it not for the belief that the righteous are rewarded in the world to come, people would believe the false witnesses of those who claim that there is no divine supervision, since the righteous are seen to suffer in this world. The word lula is dotted on top, which is explained by our sages as follows. David said, I'm assured that in the future you will amply reward the righteous, but I do not know whether I will have a share in that reward together with them. Pasuk Yudalud, Pasuk 14. Kaveh Hashem chazak v'yameitzi becho v'kaveh Hashem. Wait with hope for Hashem, be strong and let your heart take courage, and wait with hope for Hashem. Out of devout faith I say to my soul all day, wait with hope for Hashem, be strong and let your heart take courage. If I will walk in His ways, then my heart will be strong with courage. Wait with hope for Hashem always. After he said, I believe I should see the goodness of Hashem in the land of the living, he goes on to declare, when I am beset by troubles, I am not afraid, and I do not despair. I strengthen myself in God. I say, wait with hope for Hashem. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait with hope for Hashem and have faith that He will bring you deliverance. Wait with hope for Hashem. Do not despair when your hope remains unrealized. Continue to wait with hope for Hashem. Thus our sages teach, if a man sees that his prayer has not been answered, let him pray again and again. When there is a firm trust in Hashem, the heart is encouraged and gladdened. As the Torah goes on to say, be strong and let your heart take courage. All you that wait for Hashem, and also even the youths will faint and be weary, and the young men will utterly fall. But they that wait with hope for Hashem will renew their strength. The pasuk found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Hope itself strengthens the heart and keeps it from dwelling unduly on one's troubles. Trust in Hashem in its own goal, and one who knows this will keep hoping even if his hope is not fulfilled. Chapter 28, pasuk 1. The David Elach Hashem Ekra Suri Al Techerash Mimeni Pen Techeshem Mimeni Venimshalti Im Yor Devor. A psalm of David. To you, O Hashem, I call. May rock be you not deaf, silent to me. Lest if you be silent to me, I become like those that go down into the pit. In the present psalm too, David calls upon Hashem to grant his request. He asks for respite from every involvement in the affairs of this world, to be free to devote himself to the needs of the soul and to serving Hashem. All his sins will then be forgiven, and his soul will be closer to you, O Hashem. My rock, be you not deaf to me. I am afraid that you will keep silent and not answer my prayer, that I will become like those who go down into the pit. The people of Israel will condemn me as wicked, as one who descends into the pit, and they will no longer heed my voice. As a result, the social order will be disrupted. In the previous psalm, David says, your face, Hashem, I seek. Hide not your face from me. Master of the world, my plea and my request is for nothing else but to see your face, to behold the beauty of Hashem, and to visit early in his temple. Here he speaks a moment after his plea has been answered, and he was found worthy of possessing a spark of the divine presence. He asked that the Shekhinah, which now rests upon him, should never depart from him even for a moment. To what can this be compared? A physician visits a patient and finds that his pulse is normal. I see that your illness is slackening and you will soon be rid of it. Stay at home while I go to visit some other patients. I will be back later. But a patient, please, my honored doctor, do not leave me even for a moment, for I am close to death. If at the present moment you detect an improvement in me, that's only because of your presence, because I behold the light of your face, for in the light of your face there is life. Similarly, David longed to behold the face of Hashem, the healer of all flesh, whereupon a light from the Holy Spirit sparked within him, and Hashem said, be strong and remain steadfast at your post, for the vision is yet for the appointed time. It's a pasuk that's found in Habakkuk. But David cried out, please, O Hashem, until now I asked for you to come. Now that you have come, do not leave me. Thus he says here, to you, O Hashem, I call. So be you not silent to me, for I am sick with love for you. A pasuk that's found in Shir Shir. If you forsake me, even if only for 1 hour, I will perish of my illness. My rock, be you not deaf to me. You who have lifted me higher than the stars above, if you were to leave go of me now, I would plummet from the heavens to the earth, like those that go down into the pit. To you, O Hashem, I call. To what can this be compared? The son of a rich man had to travel far, and at the moment of departure shed many tears. Father, father, he wept, until now in my own home I had everything. There was nothing I lacked. I had food and drink and clothes to wear. Who will attend to all my needs from now on? The father replied, cease your worry, my son. Just drop me a letter telling me what you require, and I will immediately send everything. But the son persisted, father, do not wait till I write to you. What if I'm ill, or I cannot write for some other reason? I could then die for lack of what I need. So keep asking about me from passing travelers. Similarly, David says to Hashem, I am a sojourner on earth, and I have no one of whom to ask for help and sustenance except you. So I turn to you in prayer. To you, O Hashem, I call my rock. But I beg of you, be not deaf to me. See for yourself what my needs are, and send me what I must have. Lest if you be silent to me, I become like those that go down into the pit. If I am afflicted by some terrible predicament, I will be as one sunk in a pit, incapable of asking you for anything. Pasuk Beis. Pasuk 2. Shema kol tachanunai b'shavi elecho b'nasi yodai el devir kachecho. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry out to you, when I lift up my hands towards the abode of your sanctuary. My heart is not always properly turned to you, yet hear the voice of my supplications when I cry out to you. Do not hold against me the imperfection of my thoughts and intentions. When I lift up my hands towards the abode of your sanctuary, the temple that housed the Oren, similarly the scripture says about Solomon when he prostrated himself before Hashem in the temple, he rose from before the altar with his hands spread forth towards heaven. That's the passage that's found in Melach Malach. The sages teach that three conditions must be met in order for our prayers to be accepted. One, prayer must be uttered as a heartfelt appeal. As they said, do not make your prayer a rote recitation, but an appeal. Two, it must be uttered with outstretched arms. As Moshe said, as soon as I'm gone out of the city, I will spread forth my hands to Hashem. The pasuk that's found in Chumash Shemos. And as it is written, and his hands were steady until the coming down of the sun. Also a pasuk in Chumash Shemos. And three, it should be uttered in the direction of the Holy of Holies in the Beis Hamikdash. Pasuk Gimel, pasuk 3. Al kim shacheni im rishoim v'im pole oven dovrei shalom im re'ehem v'ra'al bilvavim. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity who speak peace with their fellows, but evil is in their hearts. Draw me not away with the wicked. Do not set me in the company of the wicked, lest I be drawn after them. Another interpretation says, let me not suffer the death of the wicked. As David said earlier, gather not my soul with sinners. Who are the wicked among whom he does not want to be? They are the workers of iniquity who speak peace with great sincerity. There are three kinds of evildoers. Some are wicked in relation to Hashem, only others are wicked towards Hashem and towards men. And hypocrites are the third category. Accordingly, David pleads, draw me not away with the wicked, those who are wicked towards Hashem, and certainly not with the workers of iniquity, who are evil towards Hashem and towards men. At least of all, with those who speak peace with their fellows, but evil is in their hearts. More simply, David asks, that he should not be put into the hands of his enemies, who would then draw him away with them by force. Because hypocrites say one thing with the mouth and another thing with the heart, there is always the danger of being taken in by their fine words and falling into the traps they set. Accordingly, David prayed, draw me not away with the wicked. Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk 4. Ten lahem kepa'olam uchroyam alaleihem kemase yedehem. Give them according to their deeds and according to their evils of their endeavors. Give them back by what they deserve. Give them according to their deeds. No one knows what goes on in their hearts except you. For you to belong the secret things found at Pasuk and Chumash Devarim. So pay them back in accordance with their evil deeds and your knowledge of their wickedness. The term Kefo Olam may also be read in the singular by their deed, which has prompted the following interpretation. Give them back according to their first evil deed, since one sin leads to another, and according to the evil of their endeavors. First pay them back for the wickednesses they willfully committed. The law says that one who began willfully to commit a wrongdoing, and then was compelled to complete it, is held accountable and punished. Thus, David says, because the first sin willfully committed usually leads to other sins, therefore give them back at what they deserve for all the sins they committed. One who commits a sin publicly causes others to do the same, so give them according to their deed. For having sinned publicly, let their punishment be administered for all to see, and according to the evil of their endeavors. For having caused others to sin, give them, punish them, as if the sins of all the others were the works of their own hands, because they were the initial cause. Give them back by what they deserve.
Pasig 5. Ki lo yevinu el pu'ulos Hashem el masei yodav yehersem lo yivnem. Because they give no heed to the works of Hashem, nor to the operation of His hands, He will break them down and not build them up. They give no heed to the works of Hashem to serve Him, but apply their minds to the empty things of this world, at which they develop knowledge and expertise. They who are upright turn their gaze heavenward, and their faith is strengthened. As it says, lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these, a pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Not so the wicked who become corrupt. Not only do they fail to learn from what they see and experience, but they even destroy what they have. Thus the scripture says here, because they give no heed to the works of Hashem, nor to the operation of His hands, in the end He will break them down and not build them up. The prayer of David was fulfilled in the case of the wicked Nebuchadnezzar. When Hashem, blessed be He, wanted Nebuchadnezzar's descendants to come under the wings of the divine presence that is to become Jews, the ministering angel said before Him, Master of the world, He burnt down your house, yet you will bring Him under the wings of the Shekhinah. Thus the prophet Yirmiyahu says, we would have healed Bavel, but she is not healed. The wicked man does not give heed that he will face judgment for everything he does. As the prophet says, similarly, but they give no heed to the work of Hashem, neither do they see the operation of His hands. It's another passage that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Another interpretation is based on the following episode. Once, while traveling on the road, Rabbi Eliezer met a homely individual. How repulsive is this creature, he explained. Go to the Creator who formed me, the other replied. Rabbi Eliezer ran after him until he obtained his forgiveness. Simeon David says, because they shame and scorn me, it is because they give no heed to understand the works of Hashem, nor to the operation of His hands. Therefore He will break them down and not build them up elsewhere. By running after the man whom he shamed and begging his forgiveness, Rabbi Eliezer taught us that every creature must be respected for what he is. A similar teaching is conveyed in the dictum of our sages, that one must recite a bracha over the bad as over the good. That is, he should welcome even the bad joyously. Hashem bestows two kinds of benefits. Some things are clearly good, such as children, wealth, and health. Other things are good in a concealed way. They appear to be bad, but in the end turn out for the good. An apt analogy is seeing a tailor cut up cloth for a suit. At the outset, it seems as if he is destroying, but he is actually creating a garment. Let it not seem odd to you that we must welcome even the bad with joy. This may be explained by means of a parable. A man wanted to build a house and proceeded to cut down trees for that purpose. However, the owner of the trees saw him do it and reprimanded him. So the man abandoned the trees he had already cut down and never built his house. A similar thing may be said of those who complain about the divine decrees. They receive the bad and never wait to receive the precious good. Accordingly, David says, because they give no heed to the works of Hashem, nor to the operation of His hands, they refuse to understand, and instead complain. He will break them down and not build them up. In other words, they will be left with the destroyed and abandoned remnants of their uncompleted endeavors. It is otherwise when a man accepts the bad too with joy and waits or works for the good. Pasuk 6. Boruch Hashem ki shama kol techaninoi. Blessed be Hashem because He has heard the voice of my supplications. Pasuk Zion, Pasuk 7. Hashem uzi mwagini bo batach libi venezorti yaloz libi umishiri ahudenu. Hashem is my strength and my shield. In Him has my heart trusted, and I am helped. Therefore my heart gladly rejoices, and with my song will I praise Him. David says, you have been my help in the past, and you will also be my help in the future. I trusted in you more than they trusted in their weapons. Hashem is my strength and my shield, in Him has my heart trusted, rather than in my sword and in my bow, as found in Chumash Bereishis. Therefore I was helped against my foes, and my heart greatly rejoices. Thus he says later, the righteous one will rejoice when he sees the vengeance. With my song will I praise him by chanting a new song. Some explain that David gives thanks for the victory that Hashem will grant him in his war against the inhabitants of Nob. Following that war, in the course of which he was almost killed, his warriors vowed that no longer would they permit him to go into battle with them, a passage that's found in Shmuel Beis. Through praise and thanksgiving, David proclaims that Hashem is my strength and my shield, who saved me from the inhabitants of Noob. In him had my heart trusted, and I am helped. How? Because I need no longer venture forth into battle. I can devote myself to the Torah.
Pasuk Ches, Pasuk 8. Hashem oz lamo umo oz reshuos meshicho hu. Hashem is a strength to them, and he is a stronghold of deliverance to his anointed. Hashem is a strength to them. David prayed that whenever the Jewish people would now march into battle without him, Hashem should grant them the strength not to lose heart because of his absence. Let them go on to victory over their enemies. He is the stronghold of deliverance to his anointed, refers to himself. As the Torah says, the saying of David, the anointed of the God of Yaakov, the pasuk that's found in Shmuel Beis. The present pasuk also refers to the Messianic age, and redemption will bring about two desirable consequences. One, Hashem is a strength to them, to the Jewish people. When they see that Hashem has given them according to their deeds, they will be inspired to return to Hashem. They will return together with their children. Two, they will participate in the endeavors of the Mashiach by becoming a stronghold of deliverance to his anointed. The Messianic king will shepherd them even as I do, by guiding them to become stronger in the service of Hashem. Pasuk 9. Oshio es amecho uvorech es nachosecho ureim nasem ad olam. Save your people and bless your inheritance and shepherd them and carry them high forever. David prayed to Hashem, save your people from their enemies and bless your inheritance in the works of their hands. Shepherd them like a shepherd tending his flock and carry them high. Let all the nations recognize the superiority of their way of life. Let it be so during my lifetime and after my death forever. Shepherd them. David says, I do not pray for myself that I should be the one to shepherd Israel, but that you yourself save your people and bless your inheritance and shepherd them and carry them high forever. If you, not I, will be their shepherd, then of course you will carry them high forever. Some interpret and bless your inheritance as referring to Yerushalayim. As our sages have said, for you are not as yet come to the rest and to the inheritance, a pasuk that's found in Chumash Devarim. To the rest means Shiloh, inheritance means Yerushalayim. Another possible interpretation is that your inheritance is Israel, the Jewish people, as it says, for my people and for my inherent Israel, a pasuk that's found in Sefer Yoel. Now we go to chapter 29, pasuk 1. Mizmor leDavid havu laHashem b'nei elim havu laHashem kavod v'oz. Psalm of David, ascribe to Hashem, O you who are mighty, ascribe to Hashem glory and strength. In the present psalm, David speaks of the awesome wonders of the Creator on earth and of the manifestations of His power in nature. He mentions the exploding roar of thunder that from time to time startles the world of men. This is an allusion to Matan Torah, which took place amid thunder and lightning that made the earth tremble, a pasuk that's found in Chumash Shemos. This psalm concludes with a blessing of strength and peace for the people of Israel. David begins by declaring, Havu LaHashem b'nei elim, which literally means, ascribe to Hashem, O you who are sons of the Mighty. Give honor to God by word and thanksgiving, you who are descendants of the mighty ones of the earth, the others, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Thus our sages deduce from here that the prayer of the patriarchs is to be recited as part of the Shemoneh Esrei. Furthermore, based on an ascribed to glory, to God glory, the Lord glory and strength, they infer that the next bracha should be Ato Gibel Le'olam Hashem, you are mighty forever Hashem, which glorifies Hashem's mighty acts on earth. From ascribed to the Lord the glory due to His name, they also infer that the Kedusha is to be recited following the cantor's recitation of these two benedictions. Medrash says, you who are sons of the mighty, sons of who are silent, the sons of the Jewish people know what to say to Hashem, but they do not say anything. Thus the Torah says, following
the Akedah, the binding of Yitzchak, and Avram called the name of that place. Hashem will see. Avram said to Hashem, "See, I had what to say to you, but I did not say it. I kept silent." Said Hashem to him, "What had you to say to me?" And Avram replied, "Yesterday you had said to me, when Yitzchak will see, be called to you. And now you said to me, take now your son, your favorite son. I had what to say to you, but I did not say it. Do you likewise remember this hour in their favor when my sons commit transgression? Show them forbearance, even as I have shown you forbearance." The Targum says, "Ascribe to Hashem, O you who are sons of the mighty Bnei Elim, proclaim praise before the Hashem, the mighty, you who are like angels, ascribe to Hashem glory and strength, as it says in Eov, and the sons of Hashem, Bnei Elikim, shouted for joy, for he created them and imbued them with all their perfections." In the present psalm, Hashem's name is mentioned 18 times. Our sages have thus instituted 18 corresponding benedictions in the Shmon Esrei. Later in Yavne, the 19th bracha against the heretics was added. Rabbi Yosef said that the 18 brachas of the Shmon Esrei correspond to the 18 times Hashem's name appears in the Shema, as we find in Chumash Devarim. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that they correspond to the 18th spinal vertebrae, as it says, "All my bones will say," this is found later on Tehillim, "that is, a person should keep in mind to pray with all the power of his devout concentration." In the Tana de Eliyahu, and if anybody's interested, the Masechta, all the Masechta Ketanos have been translated and are now available on tape or CD. "Anytime the people are neglectful of Torah study, Hashem, blessed be He, wants to destroy the world. As it says, ascribe to Hashem, O you who are sons of the mighty. Only ministering angels are called mighty. When the people study Torah, they fulfill the divine command, and we are thus ministering to Him. Hashem said, I have greatly multiplied human beings. They are as numerous as the birds of the sky and the fish in the sea. But since they do not act in accordance with my will, I have hidden my face from them. Ascribe to Hashem glory and strength, and there is no glory except Torah. Bow down to Hashem, the splendor of holiness. Accordingly, our sages teach that one should not begin one's prayers without having first studied at least one halacha. As it is written, the voice of Hashem is upon the waters, and waters means Torah." Pasuk Beis, Pasuk 2. Havu LaHashem kavod shemo hishtachavu LaHashem b'hadras kodesh. Ascribe to Hashem the glory due to His name, bow down to Hashem in the splendor of holiness. Ascribe to Hashem the glory due to His name. You, God, are not like kings of flesh and blood who are extolled for virtues they do not possess. The qualities of excellence that attest to your glory are found in you to perfection. Therefore, bow down to Hashem. It is not enough to give expression to His glory by words. Submit to Him bodily, prostrate yourselves, spread out your arms and legs in the holy place called Hadoras Kodesh, the splendor of holiness. Our sages inferred that long ago, men of piety would spend an hour in contemplative preparation prior to their prayers, directing their hearts to their Father in heaven. Thus they said, do not read Bahadras Kodesh, but Bahadras Kodesh in holy trembling. But instead of being Bahadras Kodesh, it's Bechardas Kodesh, and holy trembling, or trembling in holiness. This can also be adduced from the pasuk, serve Hashem with fear and rejoice with trembling, as we learned the pasuk already in the past. Where there is rejoicing, there should be trembling. It is inferred further that when preparing for prayer, one ought first to straighten his garments. This is the intended meaning of splendor of holiness, or holiness in splendor. Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk 3. Kol Hashem al amoyim kel akover and hirim Hashem al mayim rabim. The voice of Hashem is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. Hashem is upon many waters. Now David begins to describe the mighty acts of Hashem, which are manifest in nature. The voice of Hashem is upon the waters that descend upon the earth. This is reckoned among His mighty acts, Gevuros, as it says, Who does great things and unsearchable? Who gives rain upon the earth and sends waters upon the fields? Pasuk that's found in Iyum. Accordingly, our sages have instituted the prayer, Hatzagibo lo'olam Hashem, Mashu v'ruach mo'edekoshem. You are mighty, O Hashem, who causes the wind to blow and the rain to fall. The voice of Hashem is upon the waters. Please turn tape over to side B.